Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Randy Sweet, my colleague at MRM. For the past couple of shows, we've been talking about a film titled Meet the Mormons. It was a production by the Mormon Church. It had the sanction of the Mormon leadership. We know this for a fact because Elder Jeffrey Holland, a Mormon apostle in the Mormon Church, made a video where he said just that. The newspapers here locally have been talking about how this thing has been selling out screenings in New York, Detroit, Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, Dallas, Phoenix, and several California cities. But what you have to understand is the reason why it was selling out all these screenings is because Mormons were encouraged by Jeffrey Holland in this video to buy out theaters, to pack out theaters and have your whole ward go to this and invite people to come to this. And that's why they were selling out various screenings in these major venues. It was not because this is such a great film, a blockbuster epic film that certainly has caught the attention of the general public. No, that's not the case at all. Mormons were very much behind making sure that this thing was to appear very popular, at least in the first weekend. But yet, Randy, when we went to go see this film, it was a Sunday evening. It was the 8:10 showing. It wasn't like it was the 10:20 showing. It was a Sunday, and I admit, Mormons normally don't go to movies on Sunday. And it was me, you, and your wife, Carol. At first, it looked like we were going to be the only ones in the theater. Until when the film was about to start, a woman walked in and sat a few rows above us, and she left very quickly after the film was over. So there were four of us in the theater. This was the opening weekend. So I would venture to say that probably this film is not going to rank all that high. And a lot of these boasts that we see in the Salt Lake Tribune, for instance, that I just read, you're not going to read those anymore. This film is probably going to be on Netflix in no time, if that. Anyway, but we're talking about what was in the film. Jeffrey Holland made it very clear in the video that he made, and it is on YouTube. You had the address for that by Googling what you could get to the YouTube video of Jeffrey Holland.
They just need to type in Elder Holland introduces Meet the Mormons.
They made a big deal out of this here in Sandy, Utah, which is a suburb of Salt Lake City, for those of you that are outside the state. There were a lot of very well-known Mormons here for a preview showing of the film. A lot of big names. Marie Osmond was there, and David Archuleta from American Idol. Jared Jerusha Hess from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, Mitt Romney was there.
So a lot of the big names were there. So obviously, I think the fact that people like that would show up, there would be a lot of interest and excitement by members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The big question I kept asking myself while I was watching the film, though, is what is this film trying to accomplish? Now, Jeffrey Holland kept insisting that this had nothing to do with proselytizing. There would be no missionaries at the theater or outside of the theater. And even that is a little misleading because, as we talked about before, every member in the Mormon Church is a missionary. At least that's what David O. McKay said, and he was a Mormon president. So even though you may not have had young men with white shirts and black badges standing at the exits, everybody there who's Latter-day Saint is supposed to be, at least, a missionary for the Mormon Church. The thing that struck me, though, is it merely showed that these Mormons being featured in the film were nice people, were successful people, and very sincere people, hardworking people. I don't think there was any part of that that caught me off guard. I've always known that of Mormon people.
Yeah, especially here in Utah where we live, Bill. You see it all around us. There's very successful, nice people. Our neighbors are nice.
The part that kind of bothered me a little bit, though, Randy, and the reason why this would bother us is because living here in Utah, we do see another side of the Mormon Church that I don't think they ever want to see getting on the screen. They kept emphasizing this tolerance that Mormons have for other people. they kept wanting to emphasize this tolerance. For instance, they had Carolina Munoz-Marin, the kickboxer.
From Catholic background.
Comes from a Catholic background. Yes. And how she was very open to her parents' Catholicism. And, of course, interviewing the mother, she was open to her daughter's Mormonism. But I had to wonder, how much did the parents really know about Mormonism? Did they really know about a lot of the doctrines and some of the very harsh comments that early Mormon leaders have made against the Catholic Church? Now, it could be argued that a lot of Protestants have made some pretty harsh comments against the Catholic Church. Well, yeah, because there was a Protestant Reformation and there were certain issues that were being dealt with. But to act as if the Mormon Church has always been so tolerant of Catholicism or even other religions, I think, is certainly misleading. What about the tolerance that Mormons, especially here in Utah, seem to lack when it comes to, let's say, a child who leaves the Mormon church and becomes an evangelical Christian? You and I both volunteer at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore. We have people coming in the bookstore all the time telling us of how they've left the Mormon church and how they've been treated horribly by their family members.
I've had people literally in tears in the store, just very upset and hurt by the way they've been treated by family members and friends in the Mormon church that they were really good friends with. But once they made that commitment to Christ and became a Christian, oh, it's a different ball game.
And I was thinking about that as I was watching the film. They talk about tolerance, but yet when it's in their own backyard, when someone leaves the fold, there usually isn't a whole lot of tolerance for that person. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of heartache that usually accompanies that. There was another person that was featured in the film, Gail Halvorsen. I think they said he was like 92. He was involved in the Berlin airlift after World War II. He was known as the Candy Bomber. I've read Gail Halvorsen's story before he was even featured in the film. He was the one person I actually knew about when I watched it because I had read his story. And again, a super nice guy.
Oh, you know? Very nice.
And of course, he's known for, during the Berlin airlift, there were a lot of kids that were watching the planes come into Berlin during that time. And so he started this idea of dropping candy by little parachutes. And they didn't want to throw the candy out because candy bar hurling through the air at 100 and some miles an hour could cause a lot of damage to somebody on the ground. So they hooked them up to these little parachutes and dropped them out. He was known for tipping his wings so that the kids would know that that was his plane, because not all of them were doing this.
To get ready. Yeah. Get ready for the drop.
And again, that's a nice story, but how does this really prove one way or the other that his religious faith is true? Just because he was a nice guy that was concerned about children. I mean, that's noble. But I just couldn't see the connection here on, wow, Gail Halvorsen dropped candy to little kids during the Berlin airlift. I need to call a Mormon missionary. I don't get it.
Halvorsen stressed in the documentary, I know you remember this, Bill, where he said, you know, life is all about service. You know, that's how we gain happiness in this life, is serving our fellow man, which is admirable, but really, is that the true point of why we were actually here?
Now, another person they featured was Bishnu Adhikari. He was from Nepal. He actually had a Christian background, it sounded like. He had understood a lot about Christianity by coming to school in the United States. But then when he went to school in Russia, he met some Mormon missionaries, and that's how he was converted. Again, a very nice guy, a very sharp guy, very intelligent, an engineer. But he made a comment that caught your attention, caught my attention as well. Yeah, and what was this?
We really perked up when we heard this one, Bill. He said, "I'm not close to perfection, but I am perfect in trying."
You and I both. Whoa, Spencer Kimball, Miracle of Forgiveness.
Page 164.
And it says what?
It says, "Trying is not sufficient, nor is repentance complete when one merely tries to abandon sin."
And again, what we're hearing here is, this is what the leadership teaches. This is what the membership is understanding. I don't know how in-depth Bishnu Adhikari is in his Mormon theology. I can only assume that living in Nepal, he probably doesn't have access to a lot of the sources that we have here in the United States. I know that a lot of this stuff is on the internet now, but does he know where to look? Does he know what to look for? How much knowledge does he really have about his Mormonism, I guess, is the question I'm asking.
Or does he want to look?
Anyway, that was an interesting comment. And then there was Don Armstrong, who was the mother of the young man who was going on his mission, because the last segment was dealing with the Mormon missionaries. And so they focused on this young man who was going on his mission, who was born to Don Armstrong, who, as a young girl, obviously was not a Latter-day Saint, didn't appear that she had any religious upbringing whatsoever, but had become pregnant. The father was a black man, and so her son is half black, half white, and now he's going on his mission. Very good-looking guy, looked like he was a very nice guy.
Very sharp.
Yeah. And of course, it was the big thing about all the family members getting in the front room, waiting to hear where they're going to go on their mission. This is a big thing in Mormonism. A lot of us outside of Mormonism don't really see a lot of this.
Yeah, when they get their missionary call in a big envelope, it's usually, like you said, Bill, it's a big get-together, a big family gathering. The future missionary opens up the packet and reads where the church is sending him. And it's a big major deal.
And sometimes Mormons even make fun of it. You remember the film Singles Ward, where the character gets his packet and everybody's waiting for him to open it up and all this suspense, and he says, Boise, Idaho. And like everybody's like, oh, you got to be kidding me, you know, Boise, Idaho. And of course, he thinks that's a real big deal. But to go foreign, of course, as a Mormon missionary is something that a lot of young Mormons certainly hope for. This young man went to South Africa, and of course that would be a big deal for him to go to South Africa. So it showed clips of him on his mission while he's down there talking to people and such. But again, what do these people believe? Just because they're nice people, and I'm not arguing that. I've never argued that. That's why I get a little bit perturbed when I get email from Mormons saying that we're trying to demonize Mormons. And I'm going, wait a minute. Are we really trying to do that? I have said more than once publicly that Mormons are very nice people, striving very hard to be good people, being better people. That's what they're told they should be. But I don't think by watching this film, Meet the Mormons, that you're getting enough of the picture to where you would want to even consider becoming a Latter-day Saint. Just because the people are nice does not necessarily mean that the Mormon faith is true. So my advice would be, folks, is certainly be nice to these people, but just because they're nice doesn't mean that Mormonism is carrying a true gospel message. And you need to look more carefully at what the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints actually teaches. And if it is not in accord with what the Bible teaches, then certainly that is not a religion that you want to attach yourself to.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wanted to go to Israel but didn't have the right opportunity? Well, now's your chance. As MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, along with Matt Slick, the founder of CARM.org, are leading a 14-day tour this February. This newly revamped trip will take us to such places as Caesarea, Nazareth, and Masada. In addition, archaeologist and filmmaker Joel Kramer will join the group for 3 days, taking us to such sites as Jericho, Jacob's Well, and Cave 1 in Qumran. There'll be short devotional messages everywhere we go, along with baptisms in the Jordan River and a communion service at the Garden Tomb. The price of this tour includes your international flights, 3- and 4-star hotels, 2 buffet meals a day, all admission fees, and even taxes and tips. You'll come back from this spectacular 14-day tour with a new zeal to read the Bible. The deadline for registration is December 15th. For more information, go to mrm.org and click on the Israel logo to the right side of the page, or write us at contact@mrm.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Holy Land.